Welcome to the audio web blog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, don't take sides. After all the complaining I do on this site about subjectivism and theories and speculations of men, you know, perception, you may think it odd that I'm going to share with you a dream that I had recently. Nevertheless, here it is. I hope you'll see immediately that my interpretation of it supports a scriptural truth. In my dream of late August, I was a part of some resistance movement somewhere, a rebel group. Our particular job was to befriend some locals, to the point where we would then be able to destroy them. The locals seemed to be Chinese, but I could never tell you why. They were very delicately dressed in silk clothing, perhaps because they were dancers. We, the rebels, joined in with them, learned from them, danced with them. And then one day we planted explosives in their clothing and ran away while they blew apart. On our retreat, I was devastated. I had killed truly innocent people because they were not on our side. I hated myself. I confessed my fears and self-loathing to a friend in the group. And it was at that point that I awoke. It had been an awful dream, but I believe it spoke an awful truth, common to us all. The main idea of the dream was underscored in three words immediately after waking: don't take sides. How many innocents have I similarly destroyed, I wondered. The impression was so clear. From this day on, I am to obey the scripture that says, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Follow Christ, be on His side, and it doesn't lie in me to be disobedient to His word, so I cannot compromise those truths. But in every other way, take no sides. There's some good on every side and some evil. To take a human side is therefore to be partly right and partly troubled about the obvious wrong being ingested, a wrong that we must ignore or justify. Take no sides. Oh, the applications to such a teaching. No denomination. Perfectly correct, right? Thank God I was able to give that one up years ago. If I must attend in a denominational church, I must never take the side of the denomination. Only Christ's side. Only what He said and says. I cannot take the side of groups at work or even family members. Only Christ. Only His work and His word. What about this passion of so many months, North Korea? Even the government there does some good, right? And not all those calling themselves Christians truly are. Discernment is always needed to see where Christ is in everything, but that Christ has a people there and that those people are suffering is beyond questioning for sure. I must remember not even to take sides with myself. My feelings change constantly. Just find out what Jesus wants and do it. Like it or not. Feel it or not. Want it or not. Jesus. And I take your side. Thank you for listening. If you'd like a written copy of this blog, go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio. From the main page, just type in Chosun or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up and then click on Web Blog. Also on that page, you'll be able to access all my written and audio Bible teachings and information, lots of it, about North Korea. Please pray with me today that God will have His way in my life and in your life and in the life especially of the suffering church that we pray for here all the time. God bless you today.